The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a Kerry retailer selling Irish-themed clothing has been fined for attaching Made in Ireland labels to jumpers that were actually made in Pakistan. The judge found yesterday that it was a deliberate attempt by Quills Mullen Market to deceive buyers. Well, to find out more about this now, I'm joined on the line by Chairperson of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, Brian McHugh. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it is your organisation, and people mightn't be aware of this, but it would be good to have it explained to us. It's your organisation who leads the prosecution on this case, a case like this, right?
Yes, that's right. So under consumer law, businesses cannot provide misleading information to consumers. It's really important that consumers have the right information before they make their buying decision. And that information can include geographic origin, where the product is from. So yesterday, as you said, we had a guilty plea from Quills Woolen Market, who operate a chain of gift shops in Kerry and Cork, for breaching consumer law. So it was our job to identify the issue and to prosecute it and to bring it to court. And yesterday we had the guilty plea and the conviction.
So you had complaints to your CCPC helpline about this. Is that where it all started?
Yes, and that's where many of our cases start. So we get about 40,000 contacts from consumers every year. And one of those was in relation to complaints around Quills Woolen Market and misleading information in relation to certain products. So it's really important that we get that information. And it's really important that consumers know that we do take action. So we carried out inspections on the back of those complaints in Killarney and in Kenmare in those stores. And we found products which had were labelled as made in Ireland, but clearly they weren't made in Ireland. They were made in Pakistan and they had the made in Pakistan labels removed.
We heard yesterday that there was evidence that the tags had been tampered with. That was the made in Pakistan label had been cut off, had it?
That's right, exactly. So the jumpers in question were made in Pakistan. They had those labels cut off, and instead they were replaced with a made in Ireland label.
Where did it say on the product made in Ireland? Was it on the tag inside the jumper? Had they sewn something in, or was it on the swing label?
It was on the swing label. So made in Ireland would have been attached. So for a consumer, you know, looking for a product, maybe wanting to bring it home, I think we all understand that people will want to bring home a product that was made in Ireland. It will mean more to them. So that is misleading. It's misleading for the consumer who might buy the product and maybe pay more than they otherwise would have. And importantly, it's also misleading for other stores who are selling products which are actually made in Ireland, which may have a higher price, and it's not a level playing field for them who are trying to compete against other stores. And then in addition, we also have businesses in Ireland who are making products in Ireland, and for them to be able to sell them, it's important that made in Ireland means something and consumers can trust that it is made in Ireland.
I mean, you'll often see, won't you, on Irish products, it'll say designed in Ireland, and it might have an Irish theme or something that you might expect to be made in Ireland, but it'll say designed in Ireland and made wherever it's made, in this case in Pakistan. That's acceptable, is it?
Yeah, so there was different. There are different degrees in terms of what might be misleading to consumers. So in this case, and the reason we brought it for a prosecution, it was such a clear case of misleading. And I mean, as you noted, the judge concluded it was a deliberate attempt to deceive buyers. So that's why in this case we thought it was appropriate to bring it across prosecution, and that resulted in a conviction.
And you say it was indefensible.
Yeah, and again, I think it is so clear. Businesses make decisions, and we do understand that businesses, you know, can have a difficult time. But it's such a clear case of misleading consumers. As we know, that's what the judge found. So absolutely, it is indefensible where businesses are making those decisions where it's so clearly wrong. It's so clearly a breach of the law. And for us, the message today to businesses is you have to follow the law. We may prosecute you if you don't. And for consumers, the message is that if you see things that concern you that you believe are misleading, do contact the CCPC And we can and will take action where we see serious breaches of the law.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
These sweatshirts, they said things like Ring of Kerry Ireland, Killarney Ireland on a hoodie. Now, if I'm making a product like that in Ireland, I'm going to have to sell it at a much higher cost than someone who's selling a product that's made in Pakistan. And that's where the real harm lies here. Well, some of the harm.
Absolutely. No, we strongly agree with that, that this isn't just about the consumer. This is about other businesses that are competing. The tourist market in Ireland is a huge market. It's really important for lots of businesses. And we know that tourists want original products from Ireland that they can bring home to wherever they come from. And it's important in terms of the reputation for Ireland for tourists, and the experience that they have is really important for that industry. So the action here by this business didn't just affect one individual consumer. It also affected the broader reputation of the Irish tourist industry and those businesses who are competing hard to try and get Irish products in front of consumers, tourists, so that they can buy them and bring them home. So we think that having that level playing field for all businesses is a really important outcome in this case.
Just going back to the procedure here. So you get the complaints into your helpline and then the officers are sent down to inspect. Do you have to notify the business that you're sending officers down? How does that work?
No, we don't. So we carry out hundreds of inspections every year. So this year we're already at around 200 inspections, both online, in store, in all parts of Ireland, all different types of stores. So we don't give warning notice. We can and we do. When we're in the store, we let the store manager know that we're there and what we're doing, and that would have been the same in this case as well. But we don't give warning in advance. Mm-hmm. And often, as you mentioned, the reason that we're there is we have had consumer complaints about potential breaches of the law. So it's a really important driver of our inspection activity.
How many cases like this do you take in an average year? Do you have a figure on it?
So again, we carry out hundreds of inspections. And on the back of that, we would carry out kind of a large number of enforcement actions. That can range from kind of fixed payment notices to compliance notices, right up to prosecutions. So we might take up to, it depends on the year, up to 10 prosecutions in any year. So recently, you may be aware, we've had prosecutions against Tesco's, against Boots, against Brown Thomas, Lifestyle Sports. And yesterday we had the prosecution against Quills. So we're very active in the area and we're very reliant on consumer contact. So we really do encourage them.
So given what you've said there, there are a number of steps that happen before you get to a point where you're levelling a prosecution.
Oh, absolutely. So in many, many of the inspections we do, it results in a different enforcement outcome other than a prosecution. But obviously for a prosecution that goes before court, there's a significant amount of due process. The parties need the opportunity to provide their side of the story. The yes. evidence needs to be collected and presented in a fair way to the court. So it can take some time, understandably, to make sure that that process is fair before it gets to court and before it is a decision of the courts.
Now, the decision of the court included a fine yesterday of €500, and there was an order to pay costs of the CCPC or to contribute to them €1,000. It's very low, isn't it, the fine? Would you like to see higher fines attached to an offence like this?
I mean, what I would say is that generally the system that's in place where a prosecution goes in front of the district court, and the prosecution is around a specific item. So the two jumpers in this case. So you know, we understand how the outcome in this case can be a €500 fine. But we're very much on the record as saying that more generally, where we see cases where there's breaches of consumer law that affect sometimes millions of consumers, And the amounts can be in many, many millions in terms of the amount that consumers are spending in places where we see breaches of consumer law. We absolutely want to see the ability to hire fines which match the breaches of the law that we see. So the punishment must fit the crime. And currently there's not a system in place, in our view, to achieve that. Recently, we really welcome government proposals to have legislation to give us, the CCPC, fining powers where we see breaches of the law. So we currently have those powers for breaches of competition law. And separately, we see other agencies, for example, breaches of data protection law, have very strong fining powers.
And you'd like those powers?
Absolutely. We very much think it's time to bring those type of powers to breaches of consumer law. Because we know that businesses, when they make their business decisions, will take into account what the potential punishment might be. And if it's €1,000 fine, they're not going to put systems in place to comply with consumer law.
On the surface, that's what you would imagine. But of course, there's the reputational damage as well. You know, we're talking about Quill's woolen market here, started in the news yesterday and still going today. So that has to be a factor in all of this too.
No, absolutely. In this case, I do think that reputational impact is important. I do think a deterrent effect is important. So any businesses today who might have similar pricing practices should really be looking at their store and making sure consumers are not misled, because we will be out there and we will be looking. And where necessary, we will prosecute.
Brian, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for telling us about that case yesterday. Brian McHugh there, Chair of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.